machine. Sound of the day. Beating this Kendrick tune, aren't you?
Oh, why are you talking like some English teacher?
I'm just saying.
Well, so you're feeding this Kendrick tune, aren't you?
All right, so this is episode. This is your comments, episode 4 or 5. We had a bonus episode this week. So we had the episode where we spoke about whether Kendrick was cooking. This is obviously before he dropped like 3 tunes on the trot.
Two.
Was it 2? And Drake, no, Drake dropped 2, Kendrick dropped 3. Because we didn't talk about 6:16 on this episode. It was 6:16, Meet the Grahams, and Not Like Us that Kendrick dropped. And then Drake dropped Family Matters. The Heart Part 6. So, so some of our comments are obviously going to be dated, but cool. The episode featured Richard. Then we spoke, the next episode, part 2 of that was The Power of a Praying Mother. And then we dropped the episode with Feels. The guy that sings the song, Business. If I broke, not my business. Yeah, big chunk. But yeah, first episode, we spoke about whether there are rules to the diss tracks, funny battle raps, UK diss tracks better than US diss tracks, and whether Kendrick is winning. The poll was to score between Drake and Kendrick. Obviously, like I said, this is old. So at the time of the poll, I think episode dropped last week, Friday. What's the date? Last week, Friday.
I think it was the 3rd. It might have been the 3rd, yeah.
Yeah, 3rd of May. And the majority of the people had Kendrick up 2-0. 46% of the votes. 1-1, 23% of the votes. And the one before that, I'd say, had Kendrick up 1-0. So a lot of people at the time, May 3rd, were Team Kendrick. Comments starting from 5 days ago. Kari Jack says, Marvin's mention of Hit 'Em Up and Taser singing Your Shooters Are on TikTok is definitely on the free shots bingo card. Lord Zach says, Marvin needs to be held accountable for saying, let me get my ting out at the end of one of the last episodes. Don't make me get the timestamp. The North remembers. Just hold on to that, LG.
Wait, hold on.
DM me that timestamp, please.
Hold on, but he just said that. Miranda said, just hold on to that. Hold on to what? Move, man. That's
as in hold the L. He said, just hold the L.
I would have said, hold on to that. I said, hold on to what, blood?
Hey, this is a random Spotify account, but ending 5-9. Funny that you mentioned Daylight at the start of the episode. He wrote back to back for Drake. K-Dot's reference this with the light pack bar. This diss track was personal and built for Drake. I agree. JD says, I've listened to Kendrick diss and I'm a fan of both, but Kendrick's winning at the moment. I've lived in Toronto. The new Hawking reference was wild. It's like referencing a takeaway in the ends. I lie. My nose are you go golden duck, Brad. What are your 28 PL?
I can't lie to you. That don't mean nothing to me though, Brad. You now go to the local fish and chip shop.
No,
okay.
But if you're somewhere that you got robbed. Like you've got trauma outside of this restaurant. It's gonna hurt you, man.
Fair enough.
Pascal Josiah says, Marv, you're a Drake stan. Let's face it. Yeah, they're on to you. Anthony Johnson says, Ben was a song Michael Jackson had about his friend who was a rat. Marv is correct about Joe, Michael's dad. Also feeds into the Gunner line later on. M-Town says, reading out a diss track like this isn't great. If you get the chance, play it, please. And listening to a diss track again is a bad thing because the thing is 6 minutes long. Marv's Drake bias is crazy. Oh yeah, you're saying you can't listen to a diss track because it's 6 minutes long.
Something like that.
It's because the sun's behind you.
No, it's not even that. It's my camera's dirty. But yeah, something like that. What's the problem? Well, I don't want to listen to a diss track for 6 minutes.
Well, if we're dissecting it and talking about it on the pod, you should kind of give it.
No, but the way people are saying it, if it was Drake at a 6 minute, I'll be the same thing, man. People going on, but you know what it is. It's just funny because if you back Kendrick, everyone, no one says you're a Kendrick stan. And the maddest thing is, I've said Kendrick's tune is cold. I've said it, so I don't understand.
But you keep referencing the old Puns, man.
What do you mean?
When you talk about
What do you
Kendrick,
mean?
you go back like 10 years. Have you listened to
Yeah,
anything
but
of Kendrick or Mr. Morale?
I listen to that La Di Da Di Da. What tune is that? That's just a banger. What tune is
Kanye.
that again? That's not
What
Kanye, man.
Kanye?
That's not Kanye, man. That's
You said La Di Da Di Da, slow for my knob. What?
yeah,
Juicy
that's
J
the
there, man there.
what's going on here, man? That's the Kendrick song with Future.
Have you heard any of Kendrick's songs on his album? Man's giving me
That's his
features.
song, though. That's his song on I think it's the Wakanda thing, I think. He wrote that. He's done the album, no?
Brother, Mr. Morale and the Big Steppers. That album. Have you heard anything from
This
the album?
thing. Big tune.
Let me continue, man.
Exactly. What's that's what I'm saying? Because it doesn't fit my
Nah,
people's na people could have not could have fit people's narratives. Anyway, everyone can fuck off, man. Because it don't fit your narrative, like whatever. But I listen to Kendrick. I'm not a big fan. What? Get out of here, man. The same people dissing Drake, yeah. I know if man done Truman Show and look through your file, you'd be in a rave dancing to Drake. So shut your mouths, man. Shut your mouths. If I done CCTV on your life, you'd be dancing to Drake. So shut up, man.
I said, surprise, surprise.
You get me? Surprise, surprise. You know what I'm saying?
King David, that Kendrick song had bars but didn't kill nothing. The beat was mediocre and he was trying to be too smart. Drake is killing it with the punchlines and witty humor. 2-0 Drake. Mr. T says, when you read it, it's like poetry. For fuck's sakes, Margs. And I beg to differ. Art being dissected or studied is a beautiful thing. Even if it's just a thing, i.e., in the classroom. You man are always writing Drake, always. Ash, Marvin was completely correct this episode. We shouldn't have to look up a diss track so thoroughly, and we have a bias towards UK diss tracks because we know more of the backstory and context. Don DeLito says Kendrick is up 2-0 if we count push ups and Taylor Made. It's checkmate for Drake right now. Got exposed for getting info on K Dot, and he beat you to the punch before you dropping your next diss. Leaks in the OVO camp. Fred D says Euphoria is an elite diss track. It gets better with every listen because you learn more about it. Kendrick even alluded to the lipo machine Drake used for his abs. I like Drake, but he doesn't have the depth. Dreezy3000 says Tiny Temper did a diss track to Chip called its peak featuring Stormzy. Banging. Love the beat. Sorry, banging beat. Love the podcast, especially when Brent comes through. Kendrick is a savage in a diss track. Need to hear Drake's bomb. Kwashi T says Rich is talking about the show Queen's Gambit Cold Series. Ink says, of course, battery in my bank is a pause moment. Battery in my back is a pause. The amount of times the man them have mentioned. Okay, what's going on here? Shy Ray says, I can't lie, Kendrick is really moving like Crawford right now. Relentless, he wants the KO. Jeremiah Sosa says, the rudest line is Pusha T talking about OVO 40's illness. Life of Boy says,
Yeah.
in light of the recent events, we can now accept that Mos Def was right about OVO, Drake's, and his music. You
Oh,
lot
get
6ix9ine
out of
God.
here, man. What's going on here,
Mos
man? Man's bringing in Mos Def into
Def,
this.
you
Allow
know.
me, blood.
Mos Def
Bringing him
enters
back
the
in. Man's tagging Mos Def in here. Stop all this. This is nasty work, you know?
TP says, Kendrick cooked Drake on Meet the Grahams. Drake's reply was more of a defense track. If anything, timeline is cooking Crowdy. Laughing my pain away from the Palace versus United game. I can't lie, I'm with you, bro. That Meet the Grahams tune. Listen to it again and again, bro. It's cold. That's my favorite one out of
Garbage.
all of them. It's
Garbage.
dark, man. It's very dark.
Garbage.
I
Garbage.
like it, man.
Garbage. Not like us. That's the rhythm. The Euphoria are not like us. Those are the rhythms. Those two, those are the rhythms, bro.
Say none. All right. Mark, rap battle is definitely subjective. Kendrick Lamar's beat selection is average, and Drake is not really saying a lot in the midst of the diss. He's sending one-line shots to other rappers, then complaining it's 1v20. Just focused on Kendrick Lamar. Just focus on Kendrick Lamar. Burjo say, Dot fans, calm down. You won't get any more music from your idol once this beef is done. People should give Drake props for battling Seven Man and releasing top quality diss tracks back to back. Roots says, y'all need to listen to Fat Joe's diss track to 50 Rhythm. It's called My Fofo. Drake trying to escape things Kendrick's saying by saying he gave K.Info, but we see Drake kissing a 17-year-old on stage. And the last comment, NOH says, Marvin hates Kendrick. He doesn't know how to be objective.
Brother, stop talking, brother. It's annoying, man. Like, You don't just keep repeating what other people are saying. Like, do you have your own mind? Whenever I told you I hate Kendrick, whenever I said Kendrick's music is garbage, what's going on here?
Nah, I totally hear you. I just think it's
But
the
as I
Kendrick.
said to you, this, although Kendrick has spun the block with these dishes here, yeah, this has shown me that although people like Kendrick, more people hate Drake. That's what I'm seeing from this, because it doesn't make sense. Because how can you have a rap battle where someone says something and then out of the blue you're called a stan for saying something, even if you're not even saying Drake is this or that? But I'm just saying, yeah, Kendrick's tunes are all right, but Marvin's biased. What's going on here? If you say Drake's tunes are right, I'm not going to say you're Kendrick biased.
Yeah, and I
That's your
hear
opinion, man. Just have
you.
it.
Second episode, sorry, part two, the power of a praying mother. We spoke about sex outdoors, the weirdest place one has had sex, dating a crystal babe, dealing with trauma, the ayahuasca drug, angels and demons, mirrors in a bedroom, could you be a hippie, plus more. Right, that episode was a lot. The poll, do women break rules for guys they like and make rules for guys they don't? 95, let me say that again. A staggering 95% agree. And 4% disagree. Do you know what? I think that's just, it is what it is. People know. And the comments, M Town, taking your top off in a house rave should be a criminal offense, fine, and imprisonment. Music business says, I can't lie, I agree with Brent about dead people. Like in the Bible, it gets techie. Read Samuel 1, verse 28. And with the crystals and divine. Wait, what's he saying? Read Psalms 1, verse 28. And with the crystals and divine stuff, read. What?
What
Ash
Psalms is it?
said.
Let me. What is it? One sec. Let me get
It
my
says
Bible up.
Samuel, though. You don't say Psalms. It says Samuel.
Okay. What? First Samuel, Second Samuel.
1 Samuel 28.
One sec. Oh man, it's Bible feedback, you know. Samuel. What is it? First Samuel.
28.
And what verse?
That's what it says. That's what I'm saying. That's what it says. It says, read 1 Samuel 28.
I don't know what man's talking about, but
That's what I was.
and it came to
Moving
pass
on,
in
bro.
those days that the Philistines gathered their armies together for warfare to fight of Israel. And Achish said unto David, know thou assured that thou shalt go out with me to battle, thou and thy men. And David said to Achish, surely thou shalt know what thy servant can do. And Achish said to David, therefore will I make thee keeper of mine head forever. What's going on here, bro? What's that got to do with crystals, bro, and that?
I don't know, but Ash says, I think Marv is right again about the prayers blocking the message. Crystal says, a very informative and interesting conversation, especially around the dead. 100% agree with Marv and Brent. Naomi Odu says, I can't believe a Ghanaian girl seduced him to have sex in a cemetery. Shake my head. YBN Toye says, wait a minute, hear me out. If your granddad knows your business ideas, does that mean man can see you beat? S says,
All
love.
right, I saw that comment. I said, "That's a bit."
S said, love the
Yeah,
episode, but the legal convo at the end about knowledge was incorrect. Get a criminal defense lawyer on the show to educate properly.
wasn't incorrect. You took it as incorrect.
What?
Yeah, because remember how you took it? You took it wrong. Remember when the camera stopped and you said, "I didn't know that," but then when me and Rich explained it properly, you're like, "Oh yeah, I know
I'm
that."
talking about
So I
joint
think maybe,
enterprise.
yeah, but you were
Okay.
talking about maybe. The way you spoke about it was like, if you're in a room, no, sorry, no, if you're in an area and you see something mad happen with two other people, you're not complicit because you're not involved in it. You
Okay.
just happen to see it across the road. That's, remember,
Yeah.
that was how you mixed it
Yeah,
up.
yeah, yeah,
We're
yeah, yeah.
saying, no, if all three of you are brethren and two of you do something and one of you don't say something,
Yeah.
you're complicit in that crime, all three of you. That's what we were
Shire.
saying.
But we should get a criminal defense lawyer on the show at some
Yeah,
point, though,
100%. I
because.
was trying to get Khan on. Remember, Mr. Khan and that, or even we get Tunde on Monday and
Yeah,
speak
I
about
know.
certain things. So maybe we can ask people. Remember, as you said, we get the Discord. We can ask people where there are things that you're unsure about legally that you want us to ask questions to someone about.
Clarify.
from
Yeah,
South Carolina.
Shy Rye says, I just want to say that Sweet Chin music line is cold just because HBK doesn't rock with Bret Hart in Canada. Oh yeah. You know when Kendrick goes Sweet Chin don't, and don't pass the aux or something like that. Oh yeah, by the way, Douglas Owusu says and Ronnie O'Sullivan is not Muslim. Did you say he was Muslim?
Yeah.
Where did you get that from? You have to start
I
citing
saw
your
that.
sources, bro.
But I'll say it online. I've got it, brother. I've got the thing. Watch. Do you know what it is? Just for that comment, I got it. Watch. It was in
Right.
2003 he said it. One second, let me find it. Screenshot.
POV Sky says, Taser, I beg you check the pronunciation of Ayahuasca. Do you know what? Let's do that now. So am I saying it wrong? If I am, I apologize. You know me. I don't mind.
Yeah, so I've got it here. It says
Ayahuasca.
here. Was it?
Ayahuasca. I said ayahuasca.
I don't remember what you even said.
Ayahuasca. All right, ayahuasca. That's according to Google.
It says that according to the Guardian newspaper, September 28th, 2003, Ronnie O'Sullivan has converted to Islam in an attempt to find the inner peace that has eluded him since his father began his life sentence in prison. Yeah. Then, Ronnie O'Sullivan on the sixth title win. Allah was looking over me. Ronnie O'Sullivan, yeah, Allah was looking over me, but whatever, whatever. Cool. Then, September 2023, Ronnie O'Sullivan said, "There has been some confusion recently. I am not Muslim. However, I am privileged with the friendship of Muslims who have been there for me, and I value as true friends. Yes, I'm interested in Islam, but I'm interested in Buddhism and Christianity."
Okay. There you go.
So, exactly. That's what I'm saying, but the man said it, and then anyway, man,
And
people
then
ain't
took
trying
it
to
back.
catch. But listen, man, got the sources, bro. I
It
really,
just
I'm ready for you lot.
as long as you cite your sources, it's all good, man. XZ says, I love the topics that you lot discussed in this part. Very interesting takes on spirituality, hippies and yappies. Alicia says, good episode. The convo about the tweet and the talk around age and beef. The issue with the new gen is that they're on a high horse and they think they are righteous and can't make mistakes, and life can't humble them.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Dreezy3000 says, three shots going strength to strength. These are the topics we need to discuss for the community and to learn. So many things were on point, and this was a deep conversation. I just want to say thank you to all the people that I've been engaging in the comment side of things. It's very, very positive. But still, don't forget, make sure you share with a friend, just one friend, or maybe two. If you don't mind, just tell someone, listen,
Yep.
have a listen to this, man. And just
Your
keep the,
favorite episode.
yeah, man, just keep the community growing. Moving on to the last episode that we've done with Phils, titled Black Music is a Collective Effort. We spoke about him making the hit Finesse, working with Usher, growing up in the church, Afrobeats, measures of success, and keeping the light shining. Comment. Someone left a comment today, which I'm gonna start from that one. Yeah. Apparently you said individualism. Is it even all
Yeah,
right
no, I'm not mad at the mayor.
by that?
My brain shut down. Man's an
Is it ba
individual when we
bandwidth was too much, yeah?
man's a wee for the wee for the and the wee for, and the lovers. Man was in bits, blood. And the
Do
light
not
was
be
shining on my face. You know when the light when the spotlight's on you, mastermind. I couldn't even just like say I had to finish my point. I think I was trying to say individual. Yeah, all right. Let's crack on. Let's crack on.
Individualism, yeah.
That's it.
Okay, Dume B says, LOL, Taser thinks breakfast is food. In Niger slang, breakfast means heartbreak, hence, Burna Boy saying, everybody go to heartbreak fast,
But
everybody
did
will
you know that?
experience heartbreak. I'm sorry, I didn't know that.
Are you being serious? I thought you were joking when you said that.
I was joking, but now I've been educated, so I get it now.
No. I mean, when Phil said the breakfast she served me, I thought when you were saying
I genuinely
what did
no,
she
I
serve you, eggs and thingy. I thought you were trying to like elaborate on how she broke his heart.
no. I mean, it
Oh,
sounds
you didn't
good now.
know?
No, it sounds good now, but I genuinely thought breakfast.
Well, so when Burner's saying,
no, I get that part, but I just didn't think that's what he meant when he said it.
Yeah, but that's a Nigerian thing that like breakfast.
No,
I know,
but you know, sometimes it's also a thing where if a woman can cook good food for you, it do you know what I'm saying? It's a reason to stay. So I thought she cooked good breakfast.
No, he said that he wrote the tune ruined because of the breakfast she served. Oh, yeah, so you thought she served him bad?
Yeah, breakfast, yes.
Fuck, you know.
JD, good episode. Being Caribbean, it's nice seeing the growth pause of other music genres on the continent. I'm more of an SA House fan myself. However, you cannot deny the influence Afrobeats has had. King Charles 12 said, God didn't create hell for us. Hell is only for the devil. The devil wants to drag people to hell with him. God is not sending you to hell. It's your choices that will end you in hell.
Do you know what we think if we do episodes here? You know those episodes where like those programs where you see like there'll be like 10 people in the room and they say, all right, this is a statement.
Agree or disagree. And
yeah, God, blah, 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 whatever. Then you have the ones for and against. I think that'll be sick of it. Episodes where like we bring like a Christian, not a Satanist, because I won't be in the studio for the episode. But
what makes you think I will?
No, but you're open-minded. Like, Abba Ashka.
Nah, I hear that. Imagine
the Abba Ashka thing though, no?
Abba who?
What's the thing? What's the thing again?
Ayahuasca.
Yeah, you're on the ayahuasca thing.
What's the good to do with...
So anyway. Your mind's open to like new things. Like,
we can have
so
what
you
combo.
Do is, you Zoom me when that person in the studio and I'll appear on the episode.
All right, cool. A says, I take my hat off to you, Marv, because this episode was a pause. Madness. I can't lie, but you conducted yourself very well. AB says, very insightful episode. Feels is a good... cool guy. Yeah, Jessica, cool. Very insightful and interesting pod. I really like Phil's take on Afrobeats being a movement. Makes sense, I'd be real. Victor Gomez says, Phil seems like a chilled guy. Great episode as always. Patty says, great guest. Convo flowed so well. Very insightful episode. Seydon says, 100% agree what Phil's is saying about religion. Shout out to you, man, for keeping the podcast fire through the loss of a member. Lord Zach says, apparently Drake fed fake information to K-Dot about fake daughter to invalidate his information. Do you think if Biggie said, me and Faith are separated, hit him up, don't count? Come on now. It's true. It's true. It don't count.
It's not the same thing, though.
It wouldn't count, though. I still fucked your bitch, you fat motherfucker.
It's not the same thing, though. You saying someone's got a fake child and then you fucking someone's wife. It's
two different things. No. What he's saying is, if Biggie came out and said me and Faith weren't together, it would invalidate the fact that he fucked his wife. It's just you fucked someone.
What's that reference to Drake
basically saying I don't have a daughter. So you saying I had a daughter is air, basically.
No,
he said it after the fact. It is basically I'm not saying it's the same thing. I'm saying what he's talking about is you releasing a piece of information to invalidate what the next man has said.
Yeah, but that's like if Tupac made up Biggie's got a wife and he fucked her, that's the same because that's like Tupac saying I fucked your bitch whatever. But we don't know who Faith is and we think ain't Biggie single? No, that's the same thing.
Yeah, I think you're applying. You're trying to make it make sense.
I'm not. Yeah, that's what life's about, making sense. No.
Is that every time, man? You get what he's trying to say, though, man.
We saw Biggie, we saw Faith, and we saw the picture of Biggie. Yeah. And we saw the picture of Tupac with Faith on the couch. So you're like, Rob, maybe he did smash. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, maybe, but it's not confirmed. Maybe Jake has a daughter. We don't know. There's pictures floating around. There's rumors here and there, is what you're saying.
Fair enough.
Fonda saying, Tay's thought, man, was actually talking about breakfast food. Gatti says, good episode. Speak about the 35K at 35 situation on Twitter on your next episode.
I keep hearing about that.
We'd really need to know. We'd really like to know how you guys would overcome that situation. Shaquille Delamo says, Taze keeps saying spoiler. You're right. The movies are old. Catch up. I want to hear more so I can watch it. Hate when you lot don't say shit. Don't listen to my... He ain't watching movies anyway. Shout out, my guy, Shaquille. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to say spoiler alert and I'm going to spoil it. If you've seen it, you've seen it.
What the hell, man?
Nah, man.
Stop spoiling stuff, man.
Nah,
what's wrong with you?
POV Sky says, is it correct to reject religion but retain the idea of God? Interesting question. And Bubblegum says, love this episode, especially Phil's take on religion in African culture and our parents' generation. Top guy. The book he recommended literally changed my life. Love the pod. Been a fan for years. Kiss, kiss.
You know, I find it interesting, man, when people say that, when they read books, and it's changed my life. Have you ever read anything that's changed your life?
Yeah, I'd say some of the self-help books I've read has helped me navigate
Changed your
life a lot
life.
better. It's helped me navigate life a lot better. Do you know what it is? It just changes your perspective on things and how you view things. Certain
Okay.
books, just reading from someone's experience or knowing that what you're going through, you're not alone. Sometimes reading a book can help with that. You know, some people think everything's just them. It's just happening. Why is it always happening to me? Then you read a book and realize, right, this happened to better people. I'm not alone in this. Like, why did that? You start looking at how certain people have like handled their situation or navigated through their obstacles, and you're like, oh, okay, try this and try that. Some books do that.
Don't you find it interesting how people, why is it comfort you to know that other people are going through something that you're going through? Not saying you, but why does that comfort you? Because they're not
Because I
feeling what
thought.
you feel.
No, because I thought it was just me that was going through this.
I
So
know, but they're not feeling then.
it weighs no, but it weighs heavy on me. I thought it was
No,
just
but they're
me.
not
When you
feeling. Yeah, but they're not feeling what you feel. They're not in your life. They
we
don't
don't
know
have to
you.
feel
You
the
don't know them.
no, we don't have to feel the same thing. It's like people that go to AA meetings. It's like saying, why are you going to another AA meeting where there's other drunk people? It's knowing that other people are going through what I'm going through. So we're all listening to each other's stories. It might be just a form of escapism. You might be able to see someone progress and be like, oh, do you know what? It might motivate you. It's like going to the gym. You can train in the park if you want by yourself. Why'd you go to the gym? Maybe seeing other people might motivate you.
Because there's more
That's it, the equipment's there.
machine, is it? The equipment's there, blood.
I hear it, but I'm just saying, everyone's different, isn't it? But some people need the motivation. They need people. They need to be in the environment. It's like those people that can't work at home. They have to go out.
Yeah, I get that, because when you're at home, it's very comfortable, so you
So
can
you don't.
take a nap or you can thingy. So you have to leave sometimes. Leave your house so that it's a bit more professional. It's a bit more
Yeah.
like I have to do work now.
Whereas some people, it's like, nah, listen, work from home, they can get it done. It is what it is. But reading books is, I need to read more. That's one thing I want to do. I bought a book. Funny enough, I actually texted Mia about it. So the other day, me and Chucky, we were coming back from Mania. Imagine we were on the carriage on the train where we were sitting opposite a woman from EastEnders,
Which
one of the
one?
old school actors. Remember Carol, Sonia's mum. Old school. She's been in there from like the 90s, man. But I recognize her face, innit?
Carol, the one that was like a bit
Dating
like,
the Black Don. No, she. I don't think she
oh
was
yeah, I
black.
remember Carol and
Yeah.
the meme of her,
Yeah,
like,
so
yeah, I
it's
remember
just
Carol.
yeah, sitting with her. She's mad cool, you know, mad down to earth. And she recommended a book by a
Martin
Nigerian
Luther King.
author. No, bro. The book's called Half of a Yellow Sun by Chimamanda. I think her name is Chimamanda Ngozi Adichie, a Nigerian author. Talks about her experiences in America. So one of the books she suggested I bought, and I want to read it. And then she got a kid's book that I bought for Mia as well. But yeah, it was just random, bro. Like, it was a sick convo all the way from Manny to London. Just her, me, her, Chucky, and Shorty just chatting about life. It was sick. I spoke about me and my mom. Chucky spoke about his mom. Shorty spoke about his family. She spoke about her husband, her two kids. Like, it was
Them
sick, man. It
convos are
was
sick.
nice.
When you speak to someone from a different race, or from a different age, from a different gender, like it's just a complete eye opener, bro. Sometimes because you're like,
Yeah.
"Raw, like I didn't see it like that." I've never, because remember, like everyone's walk in life is different. Do you know what I'm saying? So what she's been through, you will never know, vice versa. And
Yeah.
even just the conversation where you lot, because some people might not have ever thought that conversation could happen.
Yeah, exactly. And she said she's gonna listen to the pod. I promoted the pod. She's gonna check out HC Pod, check out Free Shots, and hopefully she hit listens to an episode that makes her reach out. And then who knows, one day she might be sitting with us. Look at the car from EastEnders. You
Tell her to
get me?
come on,
Having a little
man.
chat. My
Hey,
mum was
EastEnders,
gassed when I told her, though.
I heard East London did heating up. I was on TikTok. I see East London is heating up, blood.
Yeah, it's like a
What?
it's like a sitcom now.
What? Like
Yeah.
the Patrick and his missus, and there's another black pastor in there that's doing a madness. There's like a black
What?
church in there. It's mad. And then I
Yeah, I heard
see
it's going off.
Phil's in jail. One brother's chiefing up Phil in jail. I said, what's going on? What's the start? What's EastEnders again, bruv?
I gave back to EastEnders, bro. There's no way, bro. What?
But you want to watch Baby Reindeer?
Why? Hey, by the way, you see Piers Morgan's invite interview
Oh,
Martha.
that's a, yeah, I saw the woman still. Yeah. Was it, is
Would
it her, yeah?
you have her in three shots?
Yeah, but you contact her. What?
Nah,
Man, I have to get, I'm about to get a burner phone for her, bro. You are
hey,
crazy. You can't let her know where you're at.
yeah, it's true.
You.
I'm scared, you know. What, like, how's that combo? I'm looking forward to seeing it, though. I'm looking
R&B,
forward
she'll
to
be at
seeing
R&B next year. We had to say this to
it.
Chucky.
Nah,
Say, tasting women is suspect. You call him
the
Hunchback because his hunch is
boy.
so low.
What's
Remember, which is what I was
the
calling back.
accent, bro?
She's Scottish, man. Do you know
Oh,
that? She's Scottish, bro.
wait.
How you watching a thing and don't know she's Scottish, bro?
It's acting, bro. What do you mean? I homeboy. You know, homeboy said he saw the actual actor in another series, and he knew the whole time. Like, I think for about years, bro, he knew that's who he wanted to play Martha.
I can't lie, she's a dope actor though. But
Yeah,
the actress,
bro,
sorry.
she's
Like
sick.
she nails that part, bro.
Yeah, she's cold. You would have thought she thought she's met Martha, bro. Like, that is actually. At some
Oh,
point,
she
I'm watching
knows.
it thinking it's her.
She, that's what I'm saying. When you watch certain things, when actors in certain roles act it and you believe them, like that Damien, is it Damien?
You say the name so wrong sometimes. I don't even know anymore, man.
The guy who was giving him the drugs, man.
Ain't it Darren?
Darren, Damien.
Yeah, Darren, but it's spelled DARRIEN. That's why.
Okay. Yeah, Darren, yeah. His acting made you hate him.
I don't
Like
even know Donnie.
his face, like he just when you see him, you just get annoyed, bro. Cause he's just for pissing me off, man. But it's just what I'm saying is from time an actor makes you forget he's an actor, and you either love or hate his character, you're invested, bro. They've got you.
Yeah,
Good actor, bro.
I gotta commend him. But all right, cool. That was your comments. Me and Marv are now gonna look forward to the Champions League. Can't believe Sancho is in the USC and Champions League final, blood.
USC.
I was gonna say UCL. Sancho, brother.
I feel sorry for Dortmund
No.
because they're not going to win it again. I feel sorry for them because they've been to bare finals and not won it. I think they've been to like three finals and lost, you know, two or three.
If Bayern goes through today, I reckon Dortmund could probably do it. If Real Madrid, myth. I think this is Real Madrid's year, bro.
You say that, but I
Yeah.
feel like it's, you know, with teams, certain teams are certain teams' bogey team. I think Bayern are Real's
Real Madrid's
bogey
got.
team.
I mean, the first game was 2-2, so we'll see.
Because
Hey, you got
you
any
can,
bets on?
you can see, no, I ain't got none. Because you can see the way, the pace that Bayern have. Remember, like Real and them team there, they like aggressive players. Like Rudiger likes man that he can grab and like tussle with. Kane ain't trying to tussle with you, bro. Kane's dropping deep.
They're sticking
Sané and
mad
them and are
passes,
running
bro.
through.
Yeah, it's
It's
mad.
you can't mark this. You can't mark it like that, bro. Like, do you know what I'm
We'll
saying? That's why
see.
that. Like,
We'll see how it goes, though. But it's both strong teams, though. Gnabry, Musiala, Sané, Kane,
who's at the
Vinicius.
back? That's all I want to know. Who's at the back for Bayern Munich? Is Lee there again?
Nah, Delight, Kimmich, Eric Dier, and that Mazraoui, whatever his name is. Lamar, Palovic, Gnabry, Musiala, Sane, Kane. And then for Real Madrid, it's Carvajal, Rudiger, Fernandes, Mendy, Tchouaméni, Cruz, Valverde, Bellingham, Rodrigo, Vinicius. I'm putting Vinicius three shots. What? That brother loves shooting, you know. Watch the odds be meaty. What about this bet?
Oh,
This
not
bet
just
looks
centre back.
good. Harry Kane two. Vinicius two, both teams to score.
Gnabry. It might be rare, it might be thingy, you know.
Might be what?
I can't lie, you know. I think Bayern might win this, you know.
Ain't it the same lineup as the last game?
Nah, Gnabry didn't play last game.
Oh. All right, it's gonna wrap up now. Till next time, fellas, ladies, gentlemen, dogs, cats, avatars, androids.
Marfas.
You have issues. Gonna send you the episode now. Love.
All right, safe, man.